And now we turn to the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama with the results from their annual survey looking at how Alabamians feel about the state budget and education. The group looks at support for various state services, feelings toward raising taxes, and views about state government, among other items. WBHM's Andrew Yeager went to the PARCA offices to speak with Samford University political scientist Randolph Horn about the results. Horn oversaw the survey.
There are a couple of big takeaways that we see not only this year, but in the surveys we conducted, we've conducted over the last 10 years. Alabamians value education, and they value health care, and they would support those programs being adequately funded or greater investments in those programs. In fact, one question we've asked dates back over 20 years, and Alabamians consistently report that they think education should be better funded.
So a majority of Alabamians think we should be funding education, health care for the poor and elderly more, and are willing to pay more for that. Is that fair?
Well, we see majorities saying those things, and it's not always the case that when you have a majority that they would all agree on the same revenue proposal or on any specific proposal that came out of the legislature. But certainly in the abstract, majorities say that they would be willing to pay more in taxes to achieve adequate funding or to avoid cuts in education and healthcare.
You use the word consistent. Is there anything that you could say is a trend or is moving one way or another in terms of these attitudes toward state budgeting, toward education in Alabama?
We have asked a couple of questions regarding people's sense of the responsiveness of state government to their preferences. And so we asked people to agree or disagree with the statement. Officials in Montgomery don't especially care what people like me think, and people like me have no say in what the government in Montgomery does. Over the last decade, we've seen a slight increase in the percentage of people who agree or strongly agree with those statements. There's evidence that there's an increasing sense of alienation from state government.
Was there anything in this year's numbers that particularly surprised you?
There was one thing that surprised me this year. We asked about a variety of revenue proposals. It wasn't surprising that many of them are unpopular, but we did have one item. We asked if people would support or oppose making income tax rates more progressive so that higher income residents would pay higher tax rates. A majority did support that, or did say they would support or strongly support that. And this was true for all manner of respondents. And so from every region of the state, majorities of every demographic group, with the exception of those who self-identify as strong Republicans, for whom only a plurality, that is more supported that idea than opposed it, a plurality of them supported having more progressive income tax rates. That was surprising to me.
What do you think this year's survey says to lawmakers?
Well, I think there are two kinds of messages. And so one is there are a number of areas in which there's a clear public majority in support of some policy idea or in support of some area of state government. And so if lawmakers want to demonstrate responsiveness, then that could be a guide for them. The other side of that is that, you know, not everything that's popular is necessarily a good idea. And so lawmakers have the opportunity to educate their constituents if they think they have the wrong end of the stick in some areas. And so the public opinion results are good for identifying those things.
That's Samford University political scientist Randolph Horn speaking with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. Horn oversaw the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama's annual public opinion survey of attitudes toward the state and education. You can see more of the results at our website, wbhm.org.